that is where I long to be.
Good morning, y'all. It's Vicky Dawn, and this is the Goat Locker Podcast. It is bright and early, June 24th, Monday morning. Another beautiful day, another hot one here in Kernersville. I was just thinking about how starting the podcast, you know, and what all I want to include on it. And I do always want to include something about the goats. And so I think that what we're going to do is just... it's going to be dessert first, you know, the fun, light, funny stuff first. And then if there's anything that needs to, that I have on my mind that's kind of heavy, it'll be near the end. So, you know, maybe not everybody wants to hear the heavy stuff. Maybe you're just here for the goats, and that's fine. So, the goats. Last week, Louise did this thing that was really out of character for her, but she kind of reared up and came down like she was going to butt me. She didn't, but she did that action. And I think maybe it was a playful thing or something, but Thelma has done it before, and I took her down as well. But so I got Louise, and I just turned her over on her back and just said no, like right in her face, kind of like the alpha dog thing. And I think all animals do this. They have an alpha. And Thelma, or Louise, is absolutely the alpha in the between the two. So they haven't done it since. Maybe that worked. I don't know. But it was kind of funny to see the expression on her face when I had her on her back, just looking down into her face saying, no. So there was a blog I did, I think it was last week, maybe the week before. But I talked about recognizing awesomeness, and part of that was if I get a newsletter, and I get a few from people, and they usually come weekly, but if I get one that really just, you know, gets to me, I'm going to respond to it and tell them, you know, how it made me feel, you know, how awesome it was or whatever. And sometimes people write back, and I got one back from Stephen Pressfield, who is an author. He writes a newsletter every Wednesday. It's called Writing Wednesdays, and it's all about stories and advice and recommendations on how to write consistently and to combat the resistance. That's his big thing. Stephen Pressfield wrote The Legend of Bagger Vance. He wrote The Art of War. No, not The Art of War. The War of Art, and a lot of other ones. He's great. And the Writing Wednesday newsletter that came out last week was just phenomenal. I loved it. So I responded. I said that I appreciated his weekly email. It was one that I do. I look forward to it every Wednesday because I know it's going to be something really good. You know, it reads really easily. And it reads like a note from a friend. That's one of the things I told him. And that I'd bought one of the books that he talked about, one of the books he'd written in this newsletter. But I also just thanked him for pushing through the resistance and for passing along the lesson. And he responded. And that doesn't always happen, and I don't expect it to happen. But anyway, getting back to this. So in this blog, I wrote about another time recently that I had written to someone that I don't get their newsletter, but they're a public figure. And it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek. It was really a joke email. And I, for one, didn't think anybody would read it. And if they did, they would get the joke. But it was to Jocko Willink, who is a retired Navy SEAL who has his own business. He's an entrepreneur. He's an author. He's a motivational speaker. And he has a podcast. And so I decided I was going to write to Jocko. And the reason behind that was, so Barry, my husband, was in the Marines for 11 years, and I retired from the Navy Reserves, after 20 years. And being in the military and sharing that experience, it's a big part of our lives, that share, that's something that we have in common. And we met while we were in the military. We were stationed at the same place. We were both instructors for basic intel. He was basic Marine Corps intel, and excuse me, I was basic Navy. So sharing that background, we also share kind of a sense of humor, too, about that. And we respect a lot of the same things. We've had some of the same experiences. But if you know anything about the Marines are known for a certain stereotype. And it might look a little bit like discipline or duty, mission focus, and maybe just a little bit of aggression. So there's an ongoing joke between us in that, you know, I'm the kind one, and he just refuses to even say the K word. Sharing is not in his toolbox either. He is an only child, and that just kind of contributes to that. But I'm always trying to coach him into being kind and to share, and he's always resisting. So I forget what we were talking about or what gave me the idea to ask for help, for helping coaching him into kindness and sharing. And I wanted to find somebody that we both respected, and especially Barry respected and could relate to. So Jocko came up. You know, Barry listens a lot to him, a lot to his podcasts, and he's a very strong leader. He's got a leadership consulting company too. Anyway, so I wrote an email to Jocko Willink. I sent it to his company, Echelon Front, and I wrote something like, "Good morning, shipmate. I've got a big request. You know, my husband is a Marine, respects you, has shared your book and lessons so your influence has spread to the men who work for and alongside him. Barry smart, most disciplined and driven person in my world. He took best lessons from the Marine Corps, especially in leadership, accountability, blah, blah, blah. No one has to ask if Barry is a Marine. I have been searching your Audible version of Extreme Ownership." That's one of the books. I think that might have been the first book he wrote, which is very popular. "As well as your extensive online presence for some guidance on the importance of kindness and sharing. I place a lot of value on these two qualities, and I'd like to pour some of that value into my dear, sweet husband's thick head. So I figured I'd go right to you for help. Someone he respects and gets inspiration from. Help. Thanks, shipmate." Now, I didn't expect to get any reply. I just figured, I mean, he's got a very big business, but I was like, you know, there's a slight chance that somebody will read it and just get the joke. And that's where I left it. But 3 days later, I got a response from somebody that works in that company, Echelon Front. And it was a very thoughtful, professional email giving me 3 or 4 options on where to go to develop kindness and sharing in our relationship. And I just felt like crap, total crap, because they had taken me seriously and had really put some time into answering my question. So I had to respond, and I responded to this person. I said, I'm so sorry I have done you and Echelon Front a disservice by assuming that, what did I say? I forget. I just apologized for assuming. And I said, of course that you were going to respond professionally, and I so appreciate that, but, you know, I was just, it was kind of a joke, and I was making fun of my husband. And she responded back, like, almost immediately and said, "We were hoping that, but, you know, our standard operating procedure is we are going to treat every email or request in a professional manner." And, man, I respect them even more for that, and I told her that as well. So just beware of what you put out there, because, you know, people are watching and listening, and sometimes they respond. And that's my big lesson for today. And another big lesson, not big lesson, another note from Barry. Saturday I went to this class. I have a friend that lives close by, and she has a flower farm. It's called My Garden Blooms. And we have become friends over this past year, and so this class was a botanical dye. We dyed a silk scarf using botanical elements, dried flowers, fresh flowers, and the like. And it was awesome. We also did a flower bar. You know, we got to arrange some flowers and take home an arrangement. But I was telling Barry's in Omaha, and I told him what I was doing. I said, "Yeah, I'm going to Shelley's, and we're doing botanical dyes." And he's like, "You know, you have transferred. You are now in your granola version of horticulture." He said, "You're in it so deep that I can't even see your feet." So I had to write that on the board. It's hilarious. I don't even know what that means. It doesn't mean anything. in any context other than mine and Barry's conversation. But it's funny, and I thought y'all might think it was funny too. Last week, we had hired a company, Miller Tree Service, out of Advance, to come and take down two big oak trees and to limb up some of the other ones. So the oak trees, both of them had been hit by lightning a couple of times, and we just decided that the risk was such that they needed to come down. So we made that decision. And so I went to the bank to go and get money out to pay them. I was going to pay them in cash. And it was a big chunk. If you've had any tree work done, you know it is not cheap. And there's many reasons why it's not cheap. But anyway, so I went to the bank to take out this amount of money. And first of all, they asked me why I needed the money. And I told them because that's how I am. And then I asked her, I said, so why do you ask? And she said, it's because so many people are scammed out of their money. So if somebody comes in with a big withdrawal in cash, then it's our policy to ask people. So I thought that was very sad. But another question she asked me was, what do you do for a living? And I said, I'm retired. And, you know, I do not like that word. And I've written about it. I've written a blog about it, I believe. And I tried to come up with a different word. And I think it was rediscovery. I'm in my rediscovery phase, which I don't like that either. It just sounds a little too woo-woo even for me. And so I said, you know, I don't like that word. So I'm just going to say I'm a good time girl. You can write that down. I look for good times. I want to look for the next good time. So that's my new word for, instead of saying I'm retired, I say I'm a good time girl, and I'm digging it. And then getting back to the trees, man, so the yard, everything, it looks really different without these two big, ginormous trees, and one of them made me cry. I knew it was going to be sad because it is the most beautiful tree, was the most beautiful tree on the property, but it was right at the end of the driveway right before you get to the house, and it was just beautiful. It was a big white oak. It was over 100 years, I'm sure. And, you know, when they cut it, it was not as compromised as we thought. And so that's what really hit me and made me cry. But I thought, man, here I am, I'm crying over a tree. But, you know, it is what it is. All right, so the last thing I want to talk about, this should have been in the dessert phase because it's a really good story. And I'm going to add a couple of pictures if I can. So I gave a Golden Goat card to the Quality Mart on Union Cross Road here in Kernersville. It's a gas station. They also have a car wash, but we go to this gas station a lot. We used to go just for the non-ethanol gas because that's what we use in our mowers. And they're the closest ones that have it. But whenever we would go in, like for a drink or, you know, if we needed something, it is the cleanest gas station convenience store that I've ever been in. And it's always like that. The outside is clean. There's not trash on the ground. The garbage cans are emptied. The paper towel dispensers have paper towels. And the windshield washer fluid, not fluid, but you know, like the little squeegee and sponge they usually have for you to wash off your windshield has got water and soap in it. Always. They're friendly. And it is remarkable. Always. So I'm like, I've got to give them a Golden Goat card. So I did. I said, here. It was a young man who I assumed was not the manager, you know, just because of his youth. But I asked him, I said, is your manager here or the owner? And he said, well, no, Quality Mart is owned by a big corporation. It's not independently owned. And then I asked for the manager. He said he's here, but he went to get something. Anyway, he's working today, but he went to get something. And I just told him, I said, well, this card just represents me recognizing your awesomeness. I think that it is important to recognize it when you see it, and this store is always so nice and clean, and it's a pleasure to come into, and I appreciate it. And he said, you don't know how much we appreciate you saying that. We work really hard at keeping you this store looking good. And I said, I know you do, because I know it does not happen by accident. But thank you, and I appreciate you, and I'll see you next time. So That was a great. It is always a pleasure to give those out because, you know, when you're recognized, recognition is so important. And I'm always, I shouldn't be, but I'm always pleasantly surprised after I do it, you know, in how I feel and how I've made somebody else feel. And so there you go. There's a plug for the Golden Goat Award. And now I'm going to finish off the podcast with the remainder of the song that you heard at the beginning, My Rifle, My Pony, and Me. This is one of my favorite songs that my brother sang, and he did it better than Dean Martin. But another one, just as a side note, of my favorite songs that he sang was Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. Man, that song would get me every time. So, y'all have a great week. Hope that you get some rain if you're needing it. And I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening and showing up for me. I appreciate it.
I'm for a cowboy to dream. Purple light in the canyon. That is where I long to be with my three good companions. Just my rifle, pony, and me. Gonna hang my sombrero on the limb of a tree. Coming home, sweetheart, darling. Just my rifle, pony. Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody, riding to Amarillo.
Amarillo,
just my rifle, pony, and me. No more cow,
no more cows
to be roping.
Roping.
No more stray,
no more stray.
Will I see round the bend?
Round the bend.
She'll be waiting.
She'll be waiting
for my rifle, pony, and me. For my rifle, my pony.